sports. Sports, sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will and Howie.
All right, there it is. We're starting the show. It is, what's today's date, Nooch?
8/10/17.
All right. It's 8/10/17. This is the Sports Dump. I'm Joe Canale. I'm joined with Nooch.
Heyo. Good morning.
It's not the morning.
Well, then, good afternoon. We must have just recently passed.
We did. We just crossed
12.
Over.
Yep. 15 minutes deep.
All right. So we're here with our, I guess, kind of weekly, and it's been regular only because here's how this podcast has been working lately. Around 10:45. On a week night, I'll get a text that's like, hey, are we on for tomorrow? Which is from Nooch announcing that he has nothing to do, so we should be recording a podcast. Now, luckily, I had nothing to do with this gap in the afternoon in between my multiple auditions.
The auditioneer.
The auditioneer
for
similar commercial roles, actually. I can't get into it because I'm sure there's NDAs and all of it.
Oh, but, for sure. Let's just say you're hot and you have a style.
I wouldn't say I'm hot.
Okay.
You know what I am right now? I am hot at getting like avails and, and pins and stuff like that. Never going to the next step, the paying step.
I get right up to where you're surrounding the bullseye.
I've achieved as much as you can as an amateur. You know what I mean?
Maybe
even though I'm a professional.
Yeah.
Like, I'm only achieving amateur.
Well, here's a question. Do you ever consider using performance enhancing drugs for your performances and
auditionings? I mean, sure. What ones are you talking about?
Well, that's a question. People can tweet or email us suggestions for performing.
Sure. I do take ADD medicine, but a very low dose. Half the recommended dose, but
maybe half turns into twice and you see what type of performance.
I don't want to double the dose. I don't need that kind of speediness.
Yeah, no.
I get too aggressive.
Very naturally fast.
At first I was taking Adderall. I don't take Adderall anymore.
Yeah, no.
But it was making me aggressive to the point that I would get in fights in softball games.
Yeah. You'll never hear someone say, you know, I really like so-and-so since I started taking Adderall.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the things that Adderall, about Adderall.
It really smoothed things out for him.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't.
No, it's a fine line.
Great to clean your house too, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Speaking of performance enhancing or not, Zach Randolph, here's a little sports news. Zach Randolph is an NBA player, if you don't know. You probably know if you know anything about the NBA. Been around a long time. Been smoking weed a long time, I'm going to guess.
Big advocate,
Made, I'm going to guess, easily $100 million in his career.
Yep.
And was recently arrested for
selling
weed?
Yeah, just some petty, moving it along type of stuff.
What's going on there? Now, I'm guessing he had probably a bag that the cops were like, this can't be for personal consumption.
No,
but it is.
He probably had a shoebox full.
Yes, and they were like, this is gotta be selling this.
My evening, and they happened to be in neatly little weighed out bags. Yeah,
because he's probably smoking it out of a hookah or something where it's like, you basically light a campfire of marijuana to get, you know, 10% of it. That's about one of the most wasteful ways.
He might just literally take a slab of gold and hold it over his stove with some flour on it and then just breathe it in.
Right.
So this was clearly for personal use.
Yeah. So, but what an odd thing to get arrested for as a millionaire in California.
Yes, and a grown-up.
In California.
2017. Hopefully it was just a big misunderstanding. Perhaps it was for medical use for a friend's parent or grandparent. Or, you know, we'll see what it all shakes out to
be. It'll all shake out at some point.
Yeah.
You're not worried? What are you scrolling
right
now?
I was going to give a nice quote of the authentic NBA accumulation of Zach Randolph. There's a wonderful website and partner of ours.
Don't steal other people's stuff.
All right, fair enough. We'll never know. If somebody wants
website.
To email us that, go to sportsdump.everything. It's the best.
Sportsdump.com. Do you talk to Brian about it yet?
Yeah, I tell them, check it out.
No. He was supposed to call you about it. You're going to be working NBA. You're our NBA guy.
Oh, great.
You and Brian.
Great. I'm learning on the air.
I'll take
this
a picture
excitement.
Of you.
I happen to wear an NBA jersey today.
Yeah, I got to take a picture of you because you got so much NBA stuff on right now. All right, you don't have to do big poses. We're not on TV. I run into this sometimes. I do another podcast I haven't done in a while with my wife, the Sports Widow. That's what this is on the Sports Widow channel. We're just hijacking it.
Nice. Thank you, Sports Widow.
And we talk about stuff like that because we were at one time video broadcasting as we did the audio broadcast.
That's wild. That's Don
crazy.
Imus, Howard Stern.
It's crazy. What we should
Mike
have done,
and Mike.
What we should have done is what my Nebraska Cornhuskers podcast that I haven't done in a while either. They keep doing it, but I can't meet them. But what they do, which is smart, they do a Facebook Live first.
Ooh, like sort of a build up the anticipation and excitement.
And then they get people listening to the rest of it that way.
Okay.
We should do that too.
Yeah, I also wouldn't
mind.
You
got a great look today.
Locale. Thank you.
You lost your bracelet,
though.
I'm
also wearing a female shirt underneath.
Well, nobody knew that.
Well, my undershirts are sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
To be known. I just wanted to share it. Oh, never mind.
What?
Here's a little real life. That's why you do live broadcasting, because of the things you can't anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to do a joke.
A news update?
For the podcast, where I was going to say Tayshaun Prince's, his salary over the years, what he's accumulated. But the phone was a little far away from my face out of respect for the listeners. And I saw Tayshaun, but clicked on Taurean Prince. And he's only made $2,400,000.
Well, Taurean Prince is only like a second and third year guy, isn't he?
Yeah, this is his second year out of Baylor. Nice, talented guy. And that's the end of Baylor before all the darkness.
Why don't you look up the actual thing you were looking for?
Because it was all a joke, because I wasn't going to do Zach Randolph's, do you see? It's like Andy Kaufman style.
I guess. You know, is that just a way to defend a bad joke?
Yes.
To say it's Andy Kaufman-esque, like, oh, yeah, it was bad on purpose now after the fact.
Yes.
Now, Andy Kaufman, to be fair, was a genius,
mm-hmm.
may still be if he's still alive, ahead of his time. But, he was an anti-comedy kind of innovator. And I'm a fan of anti-comedy.
Oh, yeah. It's effortless.
It is effortless for me. But sometimes it can get a little too much.
Yeah.
So do you think, do we want to talk more about Zach?
Yeah. Let's wrap it up with 5 seconds each. I'm just going to say this, Zach. I hope it was a misunderstanding. You know better. You don't need to do that at this point.
Great. I got nothing to say to Zach, so I'll just move on. But we can transition because weed is, again, in the news, kind of. Le'Veon Bell, who's been suspended for weed, as well as Martavius Bryant on that team. A lot of dudes smoking weed in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Hey, like we've talked about earlier, these guys, it should be completely okay for them with what they're doing to their brains and their bodies. It can only help, and I think everybody should be allowed to.
Can't hurt.
Yeah. Especially
Talking
those guys.
To Mike, man.
They're hardcore football players. Were you saying, oh, what a great, is that like a statement?
No, I was saying, talking to the mic because your head is dripping.
Yeah.
Side like that.
Well, when I raise my voice, I move it and put it closer away.
But then it seems like you're doing some kind of weird like effect.
All right.
What's with
all
the,
of you Adobe Atmos? Go ahead.
The blue blockers.
The blue blockers.
Are those expensive? Our
replacement? No, these were Grove $15 something or other. Because a pair of my glasses, I had them on the back of my bicycle in Amsterdam, and somebody took them, you know.
Your sunglasses?
Yeah, my sunglasses. So they're somewhere out there, and they were Vons, supermarket sunglasses.
Why'd you leave them on the back of your bike?
It was nighttime. I didn't want to be wearing the sunglasses inside. And I thought, who really is going to take some sunglasses?
You should have said sunglasses at night.
It's true. Fair enough.
Do you know who sang that song?
Yes, Eddie Money.
Corey Hart.
Corey Hart, all
not
right.
The Cleveland Indian.
No.
So Le'Veon Bell, this is another sports story that we're going to bring up. Okay,
mm-hmm.
He's holding out, and I just wanted to say that the GM of the team said he's only hurting himself by holding out. Now here's the deal: he's not getting fined because he hasn't signed a contract. Right? They gave him whatever they franchised him,
mm-hmm.
which means there's no option. The only option he has is to sign the contract they give him. But until he signs it, he can't be fined for not going to spring to practice.
Yeah.
So, and they're not going to revoke the contract because he's too good.
Mm-hmm. I think the GM should rethink that statement.
I think all he's going to do is come back a week before. He's keeping in shape right now.
Oh,
he's
not
getting banged up, taking hits on the field. And I wouldn't do it either.
I don't blame him.
And the franchising... When they franchise you, you basically have no option. They're paying you a certain rate, and you don't get to choose what that rate is. The league dictates.
Yeah.
And that's in like your fifth year or something.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if he was on the open market, he could get much more guaranteed money. Yeah. So when that, if that ever happened to me, I would do the same thing. I'd ask for a bigger contract, or failing that, I'd wait till the day before the game.
I think it raises a bigger question. Why? What is the practical purpose of the franchise tag?
Well, it's to keep a player in your possession.
It sounds like it usually makes the players upset, though, when they're tagged.
Yeah. Oh, it does, because they don't have, because and if they're tagged, that means they probably would have had the option to make more money.
Right.
Because the team's not going to tag you if they can get you for less.
So it's just like an accepted bittersweet moment.
It's just, you know, it's hard to argue because the sums of money that these guys are getting in these cases are so huge. But the things that we don't consider is they're getting a cut of the league.
Yeah.
It's just that the league is making so much money, you know, people should be more mad that they're not getting money like that when they work for a big company that makes
correct.
A lot of money.
AT&T customer service employees should be getting like $1.5 million, $3 million a year.
Not that much, but they certainly should be getting like probably 80,000 instead of the, I'm going to guess, 40 or 45 that they're getting.
And no matter how much money these guys make, they can't buy new
brains. Exactly. Not yet, at least.
So, yeah.
And that's exactly right. That's the price they're paying. They're basically getting generational wealth so that their kids don't have to do this.
Correct.
But they're sacrificing their older years.
Yes.
Now, if you're a big lineman and, you know, and you're probably because of like heart failure and other things that are the problems of enormous men.
Yeah.
If you're a guy like that and it's like, look, I'm probably not going to make it to 60 anyway, that's a better deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the dimension stuff, and to be fair, it may be kicking in on these guys like as they're playing.
Oh, yeah. I think Brett Favre the last couple of years is pretty dimension.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. But I feel like if you're thinking, you know, oh, I'm predisposed to an early death anyway.
Yeah, then you do the math, you're
really
making the money is almost more valuable.
Such a small percentage of people even have the option to play these professional sports. So that's the thing. But we are seeing more of them retire early.
1 in 88,000, I think, to play in the NBA. That was maybe 10 years ago. That was the number. So.
Yeah. Well, there's more people in the NFL.
Yep. Oh, for sure. Lots of positions.
Yeah, 53 on the roster, and more than that per year. You probably go through like 65 guys a year. All right. You know, on the TV in the background here at our studios, our home studios, we have the Little League World Series on. And earlier I was talking to Nooch, and I said, you know, we should talk about the Little League World Series. And he's like, I'm gonna need you to catch me up. I haven't been following it, and I did not mean like the specific scores. Like, what'd you think about North Carolina, Tennessee?
Yeah.
Just generally talking about. I like that you thought that I was so in depth on the Little League World Series that we were gonna talk about the actual team.
The Little League World Series, I think, is one of those things that if a group of people are somewhere, it's on, they see something exciting together, then it has intrigue and value. It's like, oh, yes,
I think
let's
when you get to
this.
Like the American final and then the world final, so the semifinals, that's exciting when you're at that point. Did you ever play Little League baseball?
Sure, of
course. Were you ever on the All-Star team?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Maybe one year when I played with the Dodgers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was an All-Star my second year. And then I was an alternate my third year, but I got on and then I was a starting catcher. But I made the team because we had four teams in our league, maybe six.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you didn't have to be, basically, if you were 12 years old, you made the team, essentially.
Yeah.
But this village was so small, we got the shit kicked out of us every game. So,
we lost
25-1. And then the other game, I think it was maybe a little closer, but it was like 12-1 or 2.
Fun.
Yeah. My dad was the New York State champs. So that was the pressure that got put on me.
So, there's all sorts of layers of awfulness.
The New York State champs when he was playing, and they did not go to the World Series overall. But they won New York State, and they lost to, you know, New Jersey or something to move on. So there was a lot of pressure in that. And my dad also is a right-handed thrower who bats left-handed.
Okay.
So all throughout my life, he makes me bat right-handed. I come to find out years later when playing softball, I'm just as good left-handed as I am right-handed, but I've never practiced left-handed.
There you
go. Which makes me think I would have been better left-handed.
Maybe he didn't want you to be a state champion.
Why didn't he think of this? He hit lefty.
That's
Why wouldn't
I'm
he try me lefty? Dad.
Yeah. You know, you could have taken the initiative, too, at some point and said, I'm going to turn it around. There's this the spark in me that wants to be on the left side.
Why didn't I do that? Ah, regrets. Well, Maul, Sports Widow is here.
Mm-hmm.
She's not doing the podcast. Maul, you want to step in for a second?
I have to leave.
Let's step in closer and say that.
I have to leave.
Is that why you're not doing the podcast with us?
I wasn't asked.
Would you have done it if you were?
I don't know. Well, I have to leave right now. If I was here and not doing anything, I would have done it.
All right.
Now it's officially a crossover episode. I love stuff like that.
It is a crossover episode. Thanks for stepping in.
Is this your sponsor, Aussie Bites?
You can have one. It is our sponsor today, Aussie Bites.
Very good.
Let's all just spend a moment and talk about Aussie Bites.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Costco to buy Belvita crackers. They didn't have them, so I bought the Aussie Bites instead. They're a mixture of seeds, chopped up, dried fruit, and rolled oats and other organic omega fat.
And when you hear it, it's like, oh, you know, that sounds good, but maybe not great. But when you taste it, it really kind of comes to life
like
in your mouth.
It's basically like a dry cookie.
Yes. But there's like a weird moisture, but it's less of a moisture. It's like they're lubed up or something. Yeah.
Yes. It's less a moisture and more of a stickiness, which doesn't make it sound appealing, but they're not really paying us.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of ad that they're going to get.
They're not dry.
No, they're not dry, but if they were more, if they're crumbly,
if the
cookie-ish part was more moist, they'd be deliciouser.
Yeah.
We'll agree to disagree then.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any topics that you would have contributed? Because we're kind of out and we still have 10 minutes to fill.
No.
No. Did you ever do Little League?
No.
No.
Soccer.
Soccer.
Ooh.
You ever make the All-Star team?
There wasn't one.
No All-Star soccer.
No All-Star soccer. Okay.
Man.
Okay. That's real harsh.
Yeah.
Nobody gets a trophy in that league.
Well, we didn't even have a football team.
Oh, all right. They got a trophy.
Yeah.
All right.
You win, not everybody.
You got a lot of Aussie moist bite in your face there.
They're tough to talk through.
They are. That's a nice blouse.
Mm-hmm.
Shirt.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Sports
Good to see
Widow.
You.
Wow. What a pleasure.
Yeah. I'm going to do the ABC, which is the Aussie Bite Challenge.
Aussie Bite Challenge.
Which is
okay.
Trying to carry on a podcast as you enjoy a Aussie Bite.
I have a better Aussie Bite Challenge.
Okay.
You have to eat three of those in a minute.
Oh, easy peasy.
You think you can?
I just don't know if that'll be.
You can use the remaining amount of water you have, which is about amount of water in there.
That's just the coloration in the bottom of the cup.
That's how much you get.
No water.
So I'll time it.
1 minute?
Yeah, but you got about 20 seconds before we do it.
Okay, so I'm going to do about 20 seconds per is what I've got
to
time it out to.
That's what it times out to. So you got to do three of these.
Okay.
Okay, we're at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go ahead. Nooch is going to try to eat three of these Aussie Bites in a minute. He's 5 seconds in. He has about four tablespoons of water to help him get it down. They're quite dry. He's got one down. He's 11 seconds in. He doesn't feel confident he can do it. He's at 15, 16 seconds. He still has three quarters of a minute left. And he's at 20 seconds, and now he's into his second Aussie Bite. Okay, so he's on track right now. He's at 27 seconds, and now he's about halfway done, so he's a little ahead of pace right now, although he does have to swallow. He's going to the water for the first time. There it is. He's about through half his water, maybe a third of his water, and he is two-thirds through. He's at 40 seconds. He has 20 seconds left to go, and he's on to his third Aussie Bite. He hasn't taken the bite yet. He is at 15 seconds. He's got a little water left. He's taken half the bite. He's got a little left. He's at 10, 9, 8, 7. Going to the water. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's all in his mouth, but no, it's not finished. There's a mouthful of Aussie Bite You left some of your water. You left water on the table, man. Take that water, and that'll make it go down. Oh, what a... Into the mic. He left water on the table, folks.
This expand. These, because of the nature of the stuff, they expand in your mouth.
The water doesn't help. It just blows it up bigger in your mouth. All right. Well, that was...
Had you pinched my nose, you could have killed me. Let's just say that. There was no air getting through that wall.
Well, we
wall.
Got three more Aussie bites if you want to try it again.
No, I think it's your turn is what that means.
No, dude. These have a lot of calories. I was trying to get rid of them, actually.
They also have 270 milligrams of omega zero trans fat.
You don't have to eat for the rest of the day. You are covered. You had all the Aussie bites you need.
Wow. I understand squirrels. I understand mouth expansion. That was amazing.
That was truly, truly amazing.
I got closer than you thought I would get relative. You probably thought, oh, I'll maybe get one.
I thought you might get it into all of them into your mouth. You kind of did. I think it was about what I thought. I thought you would narrowly miss, and you did.
I'd like you at your leisure sometime to try, just so you see what maybe sort of challenges come up.
I'll try. I imagine. I'm not the king of one of those
you
things.
You can't even, like, there's not enough room to chew, so you just kind of, like, take a battle of attrition. You gotta wait.
Yeah, they're real chewy.
Breaks down and you
at
slide.
At first I was going to say two, but then I said, let's go to three. You could have gotten two done.
Really delicious, though. I am stunned these are sold at Costco. It makes me a little concerned with the...
Why? Costco has great stuff.
Costco does have great
stuff.
Costco
should be our sponsor.
They should. How silly of me.
Costco has fabulous stuff. It just comes
seeds,
in such large
honey,
quantities that I have to eventually try to convince someone to down three of them in a minute just to get rid of them.
I will say, Costco, excellent job bringing these
overseas,
tasty and healthy bites to America. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, were we talking about the Dodgers and being fans? Are you a Dodgers fan?
I'm a fan of greatness and exceptional achievements in sports.
Sure.
And the Dodgers,
so interesting to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get Dodger games?
Occasionally, because I got like a little Roku, this network, that. They'll land on some weird network. And
but
I
you
get
don't
them.
Get the, okay.
Yeah,
you
usually
I
have to listen.
I don't get them because I have AT&T, and they're only on Time Warner, right?
Yeah.
That's bullshit,
which is
man.
Spectrum.
I would be a Dodgers fan by now. I've lived here for 7-8 years.
Yeah, they're your local team.
Right. The Cubs, I've always been a Yankee fan, and you keep that team. Mm-hmm. But when I lived in Chicago, I would watch Cubs games, especially like when I watched Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game on WGN.
Yeah, very exciting.
Gone to it. I could have gone when he was in the middle of it. I was up the street. It was
the city,
raining
the
that
city
day.
Was electric in the rain. There was steam coming from Chicago.
Yeah. It was electric. But, like, you can follow shit like that. I would watch every Clayton Kershaw pitch that he throws if I could get the games.
Well,
and
how
I'm
about
not
this?
Get Time Warner,
don't
though.
Sacrifice your potential to be the fan of this team for, you know, a couple hundred bucks a year on the bill.
Nope.
You don't have to get Time Warner. Get someone other than AT&T. You know, AT&T is now in bed with DirecTV. Maybe DirecTV will have some of the channels. Just make a simple switch.
That's the one I have, I think, is DirecTV. I don't know. It's just... Well,
if anybody listening,
dumb.
It is. So please email or tweet your solutions for Joe at thesportsdump.com.
That's the problem with inequality.
Mm-hmm.
People way at the top don't realize that like 1% for them is like 100% for 1,000 people.
Yeah.
You know?
Literally. Or more.
It is. It is. Like, just, you know what? Make as much money as you want, free market, but be ready to pay the taxes.
Yeah.
To use the roads and then have your employees go to the hospitals and all that stuff.
Or only be taxed if you make over $675,000 a year. Then you can achieve a lot more with taxes through a lot less harm to people that can use
That's a
the
pretty
money.
High number, 675.
It's, you know, trust me, there's people that surpass it. And,
oh, there's many people, but I think I think the point is 675 is more than you need in this economy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree.
So
that's why we're taking from those people.
Yeah, but I'm saying 250 is probably more than you need.
That's true. That's true.
I've never made 250 in a year. You ever make 250 grand?
$250 over like a few days.
I have a couple years. All of my years are closer to $250 than 250 grand. Every year I've ever had.
Yeah, cumulatively, I'm probably still falling short of 250 grand. But probably close. Maybe a little
dude,
past.
Dude, no.
No.
10 years, you've made 250.
Sure. Close to it.
Yeah. I hope so. Mm. I mean, you don't have a car. Do you have a bus pass?
Yeah.
What is your bus situation?
I don't get a pass because...
You just Uber?
Because if certain months it would be good if I'm working a lot, but certain months it's slow, it'd be an overpay.
So how much is one trip?
$1.75. Okay. $2.25 for a transfer. Blue bus is $1.25, $1.50 with a transfer.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
No, not bad at all.
Blue bus, what's blue bus?
The blue bus gets around Santa Monica, Westwood, that area.
Boy, that must be subsidized. That's pretty cheap.
The big blue bus, yeah, it's a great service.
It is.
There's a lot of lines. You can go from Westwood all the way down to Venice pretty easily.
Okay,
there's
all one. Right. That's now we're getting into the minutiae.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, do you have any? I have a friend, Andrew Moskos, who runs the Boom Chicago Theater.
Ah, yes.
He is like a public transit freak.
That's great.
Like he would know like the bus lines in Utrecht in Holland, like little cities in Holland. He would know. Oh yeah, we just go to this corner and then we.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That's good.
That
I think
a bad impression, but
that's good. In this day and age, anywhere on the planet, you type in your coordinates or where you are, and Google will give you the option to get from here to there with public transport, and you find a lot of things.
I bet there's
a lot
of places on the planet that doesn't really apply.
Sure. Well, not as close as you'd like them, but there may be something 35 minutes away by vehicle.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
that's true.
So,
I bet there's places where it's not even 35 minutes away. It's much further.
Yeah. Oh, hours. But
South
then it defeats
America,
the purpose. Yeah.
The Rockies,
yeah. But you'd be surprised.
Canada.
You'd
great
be surprised.
Swaths of Canada.
Yep. But then again, you'd ask yourself, what would be the practical need to be taking public transport through those parts of Canada in the first place? You know?
Touché.
You're not going to have a population
too
thick enough
Shay.
To fund it. Yeah.
Touché. All right. Well, I think I got one last question before we wrap things up. What happened to your bracelet from last
Well, the same thing that happened to my brother. You know, it was a very sharp thing. And when
and
you're
you
showering, you got to be careful.
You sliced your nipple.
I felt the stiffness.
You nippled yourself.
Yeah. And luckily,
a
it was just a
right
glancing
now.
Blow.
Is that a chin-to-win bracelet?
It is. This was on, it has been, yeah. It was also on with the Game of Thrones one. Which, I don't know, have you ever seen the show?
Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I've seen minutes of it. I watched the first episode.
Well, that's good to know that you have that to get through, because you'll really enjoy it. And there's some things I can say right now, but I won't, because it will fall on deaf ears.
Yeah. I don't want. Well, we are both watching The Americans, though.
Yes, you
I
might
saw
have
the
caught
episode
up to
with
me.
Tony Kornheiser. Did you see Tony Kornheiser?
This is called live spoiler. Where
no,
no,
you already watched that episode because I'm behind you. It was in season 3. It was like the second episode.
You know,
he's in the bar.
Yes. Okay.
Tony Kornheiser.
You know, I looked
at
him like, why does that? What is it?
That's
what is
Kornheiser.
Resonating with me? Because it was so you never consider him in the world outside of
it's Kornheiser
sports and cynicism.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. So, what episode are you on? And what season?
I'm like season 3 halfway through.
Okay, you're catching me rapidly. I've had a slowdown.
I'm
season 4, episode 4-ish.
Got it.
Boy, oh boy. That's all I'll say about that. Yeah. People at home know what I'm talking about that have seen the show.
They sure do. We'll give more updates on that later. Well,
yeah.
I think this was a real success. We'll hopefully do this every week. Hopefully I can get another microphone and we can get the Sports Widow back
sure,
in here.
Sure, absolutely.
Because I think that the chemistry between you and the Sports Widow is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be like Kerry Wood pitching.
It's another one of those situations where I then become
the
more of an idiot.
An idiot, yeah.
you're still the the bigger, more
entertaining
idiot.
But there's also potential for us to sort of team up on you
easily
and really
in
sort
those
of,
circumstances.
Yeah.
I'll welcome that.
Yeah.
And then there'll be times where we'll enrage Molly.
Which is part of the thrill.
And do you remember when we used to enrage her when we would do the Mr.
Absolutely.
Johnson videos?
Absolutely. Yes.
I've talked about this on the other show, but I'll wrap up with this.
Please do.
Maybe I'll just mention it, and then if we get her on, we'll bring it up again. But a few times we would shoot these videos at our place, and then Molly would come home, and it'd be like Kevin Fleming would drink so many sodas. He'd drink like 3 every time. And she'd keep coming back, and there'd be no soda. And she'd be upset. And one time she came, and, like, everyone's holding a soda. And, you know, it was, you know, probably food was out and stuff. She was real mad. And somebody said something real wise ass, I'm sure, on the way out the door, or I did. And as everyone's leaving, Molly, she came after me, man.
Yeah, no, it was pretty funny. Oh, yeah, the games we play.
Did you guys laugh in the hallway?
Oh, it was an extended laugh. And it was a lot of fun.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, you know.
I wish I could have been out there with you guys.
Yeah. Well, it was such a great heightening exercise and button pushing, and it really was. It was quite.
Yeah, like, it was kind of like she came in, and you could see she was tense, and then everybody contributing to making her tense. Yeah, I'm sure Matt Craig said something.
Yeah, or Fleming may have even said, like, oh, no, trust me, we'll leave now. You know, something to frame you in a way that was, like, the worst possible way. And then it was amazing.
I do remember that. It was amazing. It set me up. God damn it. All right. Well, let's get out on that. We still don't have any outro music, but we're working on that.
Everybody think of your own outro song and start it now in your head.
Boom.